بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد شهرين المبارك منت اوف رمضان سيدنا عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما narrates that نبي اكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم set out from مكه مكرمه in the month of Ramadan whilst نبي اكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم was fasting نبي اكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم made iftar at a place called Khadid. Note, there is no reprehension in traveling in the month of Ramadan if necessary. The traveler is at liberty to fast in that state or to make up for the missed fast later on. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahumullah has written that this serves as evidence against people who object to the idea of traveling in Ramadan. Imam Bukhari rahimahumullah has also affirmed this by entitling a chapter in his Sahih along those lines. In support of the view, he has cited the hadith of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, which states that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveled to Makkah Mukarrama in the month of Ramadan. Ibn Abi Zi'b rahimahumullah states, I saw Ibn Shihab rahimahumullah travel on a Friday, so I said to him, are you traveling on a Friday? He said, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also traveled on a Friday. Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the day of Jum'ah does not forbid traveling as long as the time of Salah, that is of Jum'ah, has not set in. Imam Hassan al-Basri says that there is nothing wrong with traveling on a Friday as long as the time for Jum'ah Salah does not set in. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that if the time of Salah sets in, one should not set out on a journey before performing the Jum'ah Salah. Ibn Shihab rahimahumullah narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commenced a journey on a Friday at the time of Salatul Duha, that is the mid-morning, prior to the Jum'ah Salah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dispatched Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu out in jihad, and it happened to be a Friday. Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu sent his companions before him, and he himself decided to join the Jum'ah Salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and leave thereafter. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him in the Jum'ah congregation, he asked him why he had not departed with his companions. He informed Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it was his desire to perform the Jum'ah Salah behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then leave to join the expedition. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that even if he spent the wealth of the entire world in charity, he would not be able to receive the reward received by those who set out in the morning. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.